Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome in on Election Day 2024. We finally made it, and so did the rain. We've got flooding all over the place. If you've been listening to Sue Thomas's traffic reports, you know there are highway blockages and some flash flooding going on. We're keeping an eye on that for you, so stay tuned right here. Lots of people out early voting. Kim, even in the rain, we're getting reports from all over the place of people standing in line, braving the weather. Because it's important to them to vote today.
Absolutely. I know the polls opened at 6 o'clock. And when we rolled in this morning to the studio, we heard there were lines, I guess, that started around 5. So people were waiting an hour just for the polls to open.
Yeah, we had a couple folks on the line earlier, 314-241-9797. We had a last minute phone call from the elections director in St. Charles County, Kurt Barr. I wanted to get him on to talk about a couple of small issues they've had out there this morning. But if you want to, if you're in line and you want to explain your reason for getting out despite the weather and voting today instead of doing it early, that would be great. We'd love to hear from you because I've got a poll out there. In fact, on X, you can go to @MarkCox971 and explain if you voted early or if you were waiting until today. Earlier, it was a much closer poll than I expected. We got about 30 minutes left. You still got plenty of time to vote. Get your vote in right now at @MarkCox971, and we'll give you the results here before the end of the show. Coming up, we're going to talk to a voter who cast her first vote this week or last week. She's 95 years old. What motivated her? We're going to talk to Betty about that coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, I want to get to our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I mean, what the hell are they doing? But we don't want to wait 10 days, 12 days, 3 days, 2 days, or 2 hours. We want the answer tonight.
Yes, we do. That was your hopefully next president there talking at about 1:15 a.m. this morning as he continued his last rally well past midnight, talking about getting people out and getting them to the polls. He wants the results tonight.
So, Allentown, this is it. Just one more day. One more day. One more day left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime. And momentum is on our side.
Yeah, don't know about that. Just because you're doing more rallies doesn't mean momentum is on your side. You have to do that near the end of an election, Kamala. We'll see what happens.
What happens when Trump wins? What does the Obituation Room podcast do? What does the left of America do?
They're never going to accept him.
I hope you don't.
We
do
drink
that.
Cyanide on air and just podcast into the night.
Don't do that.
Yeah, how about that? That's a one woke lefty on a podcast claiming that if Trump wins, she will drink cyanide live on the air. These people on the left are insane.
So you can see that people still have a ways to go to get down to the basement of Booter to vote. So for some people, it was a long and wet day waiting at the polls.
No doubt about it. And that was Channel 4 reporting it. It's the same situation today. We've been seeing live reports from across the area this morning from the local media out covering that. They had 150 people in line when the polls opened at the Family Arena in St. Charles this morning. I had a friend out there who was reporting on that. Let me get to Michael here on line one who called in, but you can call as well, 314-241-9797. Michael, what's your experience this morning?
I was number one in Alton 12. The first, pretty slim.
What time did you have to get?
6 a.m.
You showed up at 6 and you were the first one there. Why wait till Election Day since you have early voting over in Illinois as well?
Because I'm in the People's Republic of Illinois. I want to make sure my vote counts, man.
There you go. You'd rather do it in person so that some long-dead relative doesn't vote for you?
Yeah, my parents are still on the roll, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And so you said is there a line? Was there a line when you left?
No. I think probably the rain is, unless it's picked up yet, the rain's probably slowed down voting.
Yeah, I suspect you're probably right. Michael, I appreciate the phone call there, and he got out early. From the People's Republic of Illinois. He wanted to make sure he got his vote in.
Someone else commented on the Facebook page earlier, and they said that they were voting in a small town in Illinois. I can't remember which one, but they were not asked to show a photo ID.
Oh, well, maybe the guy doing it knew him or something.
I don't care. That's the thing. It's small, but I don't even care if you know the person. Ask for a photo ID.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let me get to Susan here on line two. Susan, what motivated you to go vote today?
Well, I can't really stand for a long time. So my husband went to vote in St. Charles. He said it was great. I went to vote. I walked right in, voted, and left.
Wow. So there wasn't much of a line at all where you voted?
It was in the Orchard Farm School District. No, there was no line. Okay. I mean, I walked in right up to the polling people.
I think you might be the exception today, Susan. I appreciate the phone call. I'm glad.
I think I am.
Yeah. I'm glad you got out there and you got it done today for sure, because a lot of people are talking, reporting about standing in some long lines this morning with their umbrellas and their raincoats.
You know, going back to what that podcaster said about how devastated the left's going to be if Trump wins, I was mentioning earlier about Missouri State University putting out a message saying that they're going to have these counseling sessions available for students. They're going to be offering self-care activities such as calm jars, coloring pages, and sensory fidgets. Let me remind you, these are for college students. They apparently need coloring books because they're going to be so stressed out and anxious over this election. These are our future leaders of America right here.
This is what happens with the everybody gets a trophy crowd. I'm just telling you, they can't take disappointment. Let me get to Todd on line one. Todd, what's your story this morning?
I'm in Creve Coeur, just off Olive Boulevard here, and I voted at some government municipality building, but it was only 35 minutes. It was pretty quick. They actually had it weaved in around a little longer, so you're not waiting outside, so no issues at all with the rain. And they had more tables, and it was pretty quick.
What drove you to the polls the most? Was it a particular race, an amendment?
Oh, Donald Trump, of course. I have to vote for Donald Trump, but I also vote against these ridiculous amendments. I mean, that was the big thing.
I appreciate that, Todd. Thank you. Let me get to Kim as well here on line three. Kim, what drove you to the polls and made you wait till Election Day?
So work, basically, was the reason I waited till Election Day. But I got there this morning, and I wasn't in their voting system, although I've lived in my same residence for the last 4 years.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry,
How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somehow my address got changed to a St. Louis City address, and I don't live in St. Louis City.
So what happened? Were you able to vote provisional?
I was able to vote, and they changed my address back, but it just makes me wonder how it got changed in the first place.
Yeah, no kidding. That's I definitely want to look into that. Kim, good luck with that. Let us know if you figure out what's going on out there. But at least you got to vote provisionally, and they got that all straightened out. That's good news. So a lot of folks braving the rain. A lot of them, just important for them to vote on election. Like the caller said earlier, he tried to take his parents last week, and they wouldn't go.
It was hard for me to even convince myself to go early. I knew it was important to just make sure I could cast the ballot, but yeah, I'm one of those people who generally I like to vote on election day.
Yeah, it's a good point. I tell you what, some people wait a little longer than others to vote. How about 95 years? Our next guest just cast her first vote. We're going to talk to her right after the break and find out what has motivated Betty to get out and vote in this particular election. We'll be right back. This is the day we've been talking about for 4 years now, and, you know, the results may not happen today. They may not happen tomorrow, and maybe later this week. Heaven forbid it's no longer than that. But what motivated you? We've been asking people all morning, what was your motivation to get to the polls? Was it a particular ballot issue? Was it some in-state race that got you there? Or was it the presidential race? And we ran across this story we wanted to share with you of a lady who lives up in Alton, Illinois. And I want to introduce you right now to Betty Lewis. And we got her daughter Melody on here, I believe, as well. And Betty, that's welcome correct. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you on here, and thank you for sharing your story of voting for the first time.
I'm happy to.
Why don't you set that up for us?
Why did I?
Yeah, tell us what took you so long to finally get to the polls.
Well, I never was a political person, but I don't know, as I aged, more or less, I started being. And I kind of like Donald J. Trump. And I watched the political national convention because of a friend of mine, Tom McRae, who is circuit clerk in Ebersville. He said, Betty, I'm going to be there, so watch for me. And I did, and I saw him.
Betty, what do you like about Donald Trump? What made you want to vote for him? What are you most concerned about?
Okay. I'm most concerned about the condition that our world is in right now. And when I looked at him and heard him talk, I was very much convinced that he is an honest man and he was done wrong by many people who made false statements about him.
Betty, did people talk to you over the years? I mean, I think we talked about the fact that already that you're 95. Did people try through the years to get you to vote and they just couldn't convince you?
No, sir, that's not true. My parents were all political people. I knew all about it, but I guess I just had other things to do.
Would you have supported, I know you didn't vote, but would you have supported Trump 4 years ago? Or did something change?
No, I would not. I would not, honey.
So what were the lines like for you when you were voting? How long did you have to wait?
Not very long, because I done it through Tom McRae and his office, and they were very, very helpful to me.
Yeah, I know. I think we've got your daughter, Melody. Are you on the phone, Melody?
I am.
Well, what was this like getting your mom out to vote for the first time? Tell us about it.
So she had never, you know, it used to be years ago that they pulled the jurors from registered voters. So she was always kind of fearful of getting pulled for jury duty. So never really voted. But I can remember all the way back years ago, you know, everybody being interested in politics in our family. But she didn't like Trump. She would argue with all of us about Trump. And when Tom went to the convention, she was wanted to watch to see him. And Trump turned her around by listening to him and his family. So we took her to Wood River Township, and that's where she voted.
Well, it's a great story, and Betty, I thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and hopefully we'll get the result we're looking for a little later tonight. What are you expecting? You think we'll find out tonight?
I tell you, if everybody's like me, he will be our next president of the United States.
Betty Lewis, thank you, and Melody, thank you for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself. What a great story.
I love Betty. I'm smiling so big right now. I think it's so cool. I know it's frustrating when you hear of people who have not voted, but you know what? Better now. It is frustrating when you hear people aren't voting, but it's never too late to start. The props to 95-year-old Betty for getting out there and voting. She sounds like me. You know, I voted for Trump 4 years ago, but I did not support him in 2016. And I think that's how a lot of people feel, that they weren't sure about him or they reluctantly voted for him. And now they are just gung-ho. This man needs to be our next president.
Yeah, I would hope that the people that are out standing in line this morning, that's one thing motivating them. They wanted to vote on Election Day. Bless them for that. But you get what you got out here this morning, and we've got flooding and roads blocked, and hopefully that's not preventing anybody from casting their vote. Hang in there. We'll bring you an umbrella if we have to. We got you covered here at 97.1. Coming up, one of the big issues in Missouri, Amendment 3. It is the pro-abortion until birth amendment, as far as I'm concerned. They want to call it something else. But there are considerations you need to understand that they're lying to you about regarding other procedures that the current law might block. We're going to talk to a lady who's been through that when we come back. Stay tuned. Hopefully you've had a chance to take a look at my voter guide. We talk extensively about Amendment 3 on this show. And part of the reason is that if you read the text of Amendment 3 on the ballot, it does not at all tell you what Amendment 3 does. And there are advertisements running on television repeatedly lying about what the current abortion law in Missouri allows and or doesn't allow, and suggests often that it would not allow doctors to act in cases where there had been a miscarriage, for example. And I was impacted yesterday. I watched a testimony on YouTube by someone who's been through that, and I wanted you to hear her story. Sarah Jones is joining us right now. And Sarah, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being upfront about this. I wish we could have told your story more widely. I wish the public could hear your side of the story. I mean, a lot of these ads are just flat out deceiving. Tell us what you and your husband Gabe went through.
Well, last year, the beginning of the year, we found out that we were expecting, and unfortunately, fairly early on in the pregnancy, we lost the baby. I had decided to stay home and try and let things pass naturally, but that did not happen. I ended up hemorrhaging. I lost a lot of blood. I ended up passing out. And so my husband, Gabe, he ran me to the ER, called my doctor. My doctor got there very quickly, and he very quickly got me into the operating room and got my bleeding under control and helped me get back to health. And I know some people will say, oh, well, your life was in danger. They only acted so quickly because, you know, otherwise you would have actually died. But that's not, well, that is the case, but that's not the only reason. Several months later, we found ourselves in the same situation. I miscarried, but we were able to schedule a procedure right away. I was not in any danger at that point. So there's no reason to say that a woman can't be treated for a miscarriage or ectopic pregnancy without abortion being legal.
Well, first of all, Sarah, I'm so sorry you guys have gone through that. I cannot imagine. But that's often the lie you hear, the pro-abortion side. They say, well, if you don't pass Amendment 3, you're not going to get care for an ectopic pregnancy or, in your case, a miscarriage. What's the reaction you get from people when you try to clarify this and share your story?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. I did not share my story very much leading up to this. I thought that people would realize much quicker that it was a lie. So a lot of the people I talk to have similar views to me, honestly. But I have run across a couple of people who just kind of hold on to that lie, and they'll say something like, well, I'm glad that was your experience, that in your situation you were able to get help, but not all women can. And they say it's about the laws and not all women can get the care they need. But if that happens, I would say that in that case, their doctor is negligent, incompetent, or just playing with their lives to prove a point, because there's absolutely no reason that a woman can't get the care she needs.
Yeah, I appreciate your point of view on that, because, you know, what we found here is that hundreds of millions of dollars have poured in, potentially. We know of tens of millions that have poured in from out of state to try to pass this Amendment 3. And there's so much more to it than what people are being told. And you know, from stripping parents of their parental rights to you know, the transgender stuff and all of that. But it's so important to hear somebody who's been through what you've been through, Sarah. And I thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, happy to do it. I hope it helps some people.
Yeah, I do as well. And thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Sarah Jones there. And I was so happy that we were able to get her on today to talk a little bit about that. Because, you know, it's the truth. The commercials that run do not represent Missouri's Amendment 3. When it talks about reproductive health care, that redefines redefines so many different things. It expands the protection around beyond healthcare to anything involving your reproductive organs. It does for men and women. I mean, it changes the definition in and of itself. And this thing would be in the Constitution.
Right. And this is not something that our state legislature can go and just pass a law that would adjust some part of this. This is enshrined in our state constitution. And I think something that's very important to point out, because you're going to hear the pro-abortion side try to argue this to you, and I want you to be informed about this. A DNC, the medical procedure that is used in some cases with a miscarriage and, of course, with an abortion. Yes, it is the same procedure used, but it is used in a vastly different way. Now, with a miscarriage, unfortunately, the baby has already passed, and the DNC is used to remove that body from the mother. Okay, an abortion, that DNC is used to quite literally kill the baby. That is what is used to dismember the baby and the vacuum to pull the baby out. And I'm sorry I'm being graphic right now, but I feel like I have to. The left is not even just the left, because there are people who identify as conservatives and so sadly identify as Christians and still want to vote yes on Amendment 3. And they spew these lies at you. I had them thrown at me. And you have to be educated, because you need to know the facts so that you can back it up.
Well, I think that the point here is, even my plea would be, even if you think Missouri's current law goes too far, you elect representatives to change that. You elect a governor who could change that. They could modify it if the total ban is something that you don't agree with, to 6 weeks or 15 weeks. Now, I might not agree with that being done, but what Amendment 3 does is completely different. And it doesn't even mention abortion by name. It just goes in and it renames everything. And it goes far beyond the scope of making this a 15-week procedure. the viability is not determined by anybody other than the doctor. And then it's based not on the health of the baby. It's based on maybe the mental health of the mother.
Right. Which is why when we talk about it being full-term babies, nine-month abortions, that is what yes. will happen here in Missouri if this passes. Because to your point, Mark, don't just go off of what you're reading on the ballot. That is such a lie and intentionally misleading. Go look at what actually go into our Missouri Constitution. And it talks about how, yes, viability, but then ultimately you're going to have good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional that is needed to protect the life or physical or mental health of the pregnant person, meaning what a psychologist can say the mother is feeling stressed out because she's pregnant and therefore an abortion is justified. You think that they won't try to do this, but they absolutely will.
And they'll be protected by the Missouri Constitution when they do
right.
it.
Right. Yes. Exactly. And doctors yes. are not liable.
Well, I hope people are paying attention. We put all the information out there that we can. In fact, that fact sheet on decoding Missouri Amendment 3 is up on my Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook. Go up there and look for it, and you can read it for yourself. In fact, I'll repost it for you here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to the results of the Twitter poll. Did you vote early? Did you wait to vote till today? We'll get to that for you. Plus, our first responder spotlight coming up.
This is your first responder spotlight.
All right. We take all this month to just, you know, little tip of the hat to our friends in the first responder business, the police, the firefighters, the paramedics, the dispatchers. This morning, we turn our attention to the Wentzville Police Department, Chief West, and the fine men and women out there in the Wentzville PD. Thanks for all you do. You cover a vast area, growing area out there, and we do appreciate you. We really do. I want to mention that, of course, part of this month, what we do is try to raise some money for our first responders. One of those officers or somebody gets injured, Responder Rescue is there for them. They're the charity of our choice here. And they're having a raffle, an ATF raffle. Yes, ATF stands for Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. You can win fabulous prizes if you buy tickets to this, right? Go to my website, 971talk.com. You'll see the link to it right there at the top of the page. Or you can text Responder to 33100. 33100 will give you a link. The tickets are only $1 a piece. Minimum purchase is 10. You get 10 chances at it. But the more you buy, the more extra free tickets you get. On top of that, we're going to pick a winner the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Let's get this done. I've raised over $80,000 for this charity the last 3 years. I've helped, I should say. And thanks to you, we're going to get it done again this year. I'd love to beat last year's. I got a basket of bourbon. I've got some midwinter's night dram that's been offered up. I've got some Blanton's in there, some Weller Antique 107, Four Roses single barrel, Old Dominic cask strength. This basket of bourbon is going to be worth over $1,500. You got a chance to win that. You got a chance to win a beautiful rifle from my friends at the Range St. Louis West because they donated this. It's $2,100 hanging on their wall. It's a CMMG Descent 9mm rifle with a folding stock. It's beautiful. And then the other big prize you can win would be the evening for 10 people down at Lit Cigar Lounge from their Luciano private lounge, bottle service, cigars for the evening, and a box of those Opus X cigars, which are hard to get. That's valued over $1,000. So lots of great stuff for you to win. Thanks to our friends from Lore Wine and Spirits and everybody who's contributed to this, Lit, The Range. We couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you so much. And go buy your tickets today. Again, text Responder to 33100 on your phone or your tablet. Kim, you were saying a minute ago that you were hearing reports of some flooding that was keeping people from getting out and doing things today.
Yeah, my friend said her co-op was canceled because people are having issues leaving their homes because of flooding. Apparently, there's power outages. One of my friends says her husband's work has been without power since he got there this morning. Apparently, Maplewood has been hit hard with flooding. I'm just hoping this does not deter people from getting out to the polls today. They're open until 7. You just have to be in line at 7, and you'll get a chance to cast a ballot.
Yeah. We've had record turnout in early voting. The question was, would that cannibalize the election day turnout? Rick Stream didn't seem to think so. He still thinks they may have, 150,000 people vote today or
something like that?
Now, many more places open. waits have been shorter in general from what the reports we've been getting. Even in St. Charles County, there were reports of a few problems with there was a tabulator problem once they got straightened up. But there was also a problem with some of the iPads and stuff that were sent to two precincts right next to each other that had to be swapped with each other. And that got figured out, so nobody got deprived of their ability to vote. And we're just hoping it's going to be smooth today. We tried to warn people. I mean, the early voting, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I have to tell you, it avoids problems like today where it's pouring rain and there may be some little bit of flooding going on and traffic problems. One way to get to avoid that is to just to do it early, you know, I think. Anyway, I thought Donald Trump yesterday was encouraging people to get out there and vote. And he wanted the vote done. He wants the vote counted tonight. I don't know if you heard him say that earlier. He said, hey, we don't want to wait till tomorrow. Listen.
But if you used paper, it's 8% the cost of the other. It's more accurate. And you don't have 12-day waits.
Yeah, he's like, get out there. We want to know what's going on tonight.
I do too.
Yeah,
good luck. I don't want to wait.
Remember, your coverage here starts. We got Fox News coverage starting at 6. Mark Reardon's live starting at 7. And I'll be dipping in and out of that with Mark. You heard John Lamping earlier is going to be joining him. Other people will be calling in. We'll have all the results as they come in. I'll be at Channel 4 all night till at least 11 o'clock. Tune in there. We'll have coverage all over the place. And live back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., hopefully, with some results. Go vote. Let's get it done.
If you're considering an annuity as part of your...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.